on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. It's Lucy Hickmott.
Dozens of major companies have signed up to eliminate unnecessary single-use plastic by 2025. Morrisons, which has 13 stores in Kent, is among them and says all of its own brand packaging will be reusable, recyclable or compostable. The supermarket's also going to let shoppers bring in their own containers for meat and fish and have water fountains to refill bottles. Sally Edge is a plastic pollution campaigner from Faversham.
Refilling really is the kind of way ahead that we need to take, in the sense that it's about reducing the plastic that we create in the first place.
The family of a Liverpool fan who was attacked outside Anfield have described the 53-year-old as the most amazing husband, dad, son and brother. Sean Cox from County Meath in Ireland suffered serious head injuries when he was assaulted before Tuesday's Champions League game with Roma and is in a critical condition. Two Italian men have been charged with violent disorder and are due in court. A woman's described the moment a fire ripped through three newly built homes near Deal, leaving families homeless.
The fire was just uproaring from the wind. The families were all sat outside crying on the floor, absolutely devastated because the house was burning down.
The blaze is thought to have started in a lawnmower before spreading to the properties on Cornfield Row in Sheldon last night. At its height, around 20 firefighters were tackling the flames. A Just Giving page has been set up to help those affected, while Leanne van der Merwe has been collecting donations.
My living room is completely covered just with bags of clothes and shoes and coats and, well, everything. We've got toiletries. I've got family that have said they're going to donate food vouchers.
You can see pictures and video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
The father of seriously ill toddler Alfie Evans says he'll meet doctors later to discuss taking him home. He lost another legal challenge yesterday to get the 23-month-old treated in Italy. It's emerged only 2 out of 10 999 calls made to Kent Police last year were actual emergencies. New data from the force shows only about 20% of the calls they received between last April and March this year were due to a life being at risk or a crime being committed. Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott's urging us to use the 101 system to report less urgent cases. A search is underway for a teenage girl who's gone missing from Sheerness. 16-year-old Molly Oakley was last seen at Sittingbourne train station on Saturday. We've tweeted her picture via at KMFM News. There are calls for some young women in Medway to get free sanitary products to reduce the number who are suffering from period poverty. Research by charity Freedom for Girls has found thousands are missing school every month, while a survey shows around 1 in 10 14 to 21-year-olds in Britain can't afford pads or tampons. Councillors in Medway are being asked to look at their budget to see if they can provide them to those on free school meals. Labour's Vince Maple hopes it can be extended in the future.
We're starting with where the levels of poverty are going to be the greatest. If we can move quickly to a situation where it's free products for all, that would be fantastic. And again, that is obviously an ultimate ambition.
A budget hotel chain has announced plans to open 12 new sites in Kent. It comes ahead of the official opening of the new Travel Lodge at the £53 million St James's development in Dover. It's not yet known where the new hotels could be built. And the Duke of Cambridge says he's honoured to have been asked to be his brother's best man at his wedding. Prince Harry will marry Meghan Markle in Windsor next month.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
In football, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's trying to clarify what he meant when he said last week's news of his departure wasn't really down to him. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Keelan.
The Frenchman's released a statement on Arsenal's Twitter saying he agreed to go with his bosses and was then happy for them to decide when to announce it. He also says the timing was right. Staying with football, and Turkey has officially submitted its bid to host Euro 2024. Tomorrow's the deadline for countries to make sure they're involved, with Germany already in the running. The winner will be decided by a UEFA vote in September. And South Africa's double Olympic champion Caster Semenya will need to take medication to limit testosterone levels if she's to carry on competing in her favoured athletics events. The sport's world governing body, the IAAF, has introduced new rules on female athletes with hyperandrogenism, a condition where a woman has more of the hormones typically found in men than normal.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.